There is a beauty and clarity that comes from simplicity that we sometimes do not appreciate in our thirst for intricate solutions. Diedrich F. Uchtdorf. My friends, we have to continue to focus on simplicity because it is the simple that, again, Occam's razor teaches us is going to give us the better solution. And that simplicity is honed by years of figuring out what works and what does not work. In the foreword of my latest book that you can have a copy of if you become a Patreon member, at even the lowest level of $30 a month, that's a dollar a day to support the work that we do here, our book is dedicated to Jesse Livermore, and he was the king of the stock market traders back in the day. And Jesse, of course, relied on what? He relied on price movement and volume. And that, my friends, is what we rely on. Let's jump into these charts. We see stocks are down. I'm doing this a little early, about another hour and 30 minutes till the market closes, but I've got to get on the road to go through to a friend's swearing in for elected office. And as I look at the charts, as we end these five down weeks, with this up week, we're still just a ways away. Now, this is a shortened trading week. We are close to average volume here, but we have the kind of candle we just despise jumping in on. Why? Because it's a big green up candle. It's not a spinning top, which is what we typically like. We like a strong red down candle. Again, with no up wick, unlike the one that we see here, how things ended last week. And then we like a green spinning top for the turnover. That just always seems to work better. These are dangerous because if the market doesn't continue up strong and backs off, then we're probably not going to see it hit those highs again, or it's going to take quite a while with a lot of risks. Plus, things are down for the day. This is not the kind of candle that I pull the trigger on, that I don't feel comfortable with it. You might say, well, Tom, this market may very well go up for weeks and months on end. It may do that, but it's not the kind of trade I'm interested in because the pattern is not the beautiful pattern that we love, that we see work over and over, time and time again. Let me go back and find you one. Here we go. We saw where things hit a low back in April of this last year. We had a low here. We had sort of a what we call a dead week. Market didn't go any lower, not quite average volume, but we had average volume in the bottom. It took it a little bit of time to turn around. Not a perfect setup, but much better than what we see at the moment. And then we had the green spinning top. We had right there at average volume, and things took off for weeks. Beautiful trade up. It's what we like to see. We don't like to see this one. We don't like to see things where they have lots and lots of indecision here for 2 weeks with all this volume and then a turnaround without smashing volume and this big up candle. So I'm holding off jumping in on that one. Also down for the Friday where you're supposed to pull the trigger. What do we see going on the Qs? Sort of the same thing. In fact, it's down even more. The S&P down 0.42% right now. The NASDAQ down 0.77%. Same kind of weak turnaround. Yes, we are going up nicely. We have nice movement on the two-day chart, but you can see where it's topping out here. And you can see where the half-day is topping out. Now, does it mean on both the S&P and on the NASDAQ, which is really topped more and moving down, does it mean it's not going to move up next week? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that you don't have the assuredness of the move up. And as we say, the rules to trading is first, don't lose money. That's the first rule. Second, don't lose money. Third, make money. It's the losses that kill you. I know that sounds self-evident, but so many people just don't seem to ever get and understand that. So we're holding fast. We're just not jumping into this trade at the end of this week on these up moves. They're too questionable and not backed up by volume and the kind of candle that we like. Let's look at where we are on 20-year U.S. government bonds. I would love to see more volume here because this is more of the kind of turnaround that we would expect. They are up for the day, 0.38%. We do have a green spinning top. We do have, it looks like maybe there was a little bit of, let's zoom into that. There was a little up volume last week with all that down volume, but you can see above average volume here. Nice interim bottom. Nice turnaround. We don't have the volume to back this up, but again, it is a shortened trading week. You can see how the volume is reducing right now. It'd be nice if we had just resounding up volume, which we don't. It was a holiday on Monday. I mean, I understand all of that. So if you were going to pull the trigger, I would feel better about pulling the trigger on bonds than I would stocks. Again, not a perfect setup, but better in a potential turnaround. Let's look at what gold's up to. Gold up again. You know, we saw where gold pulled back some on Thursday morning, then, you know, started turning around and on into Friday. Right now up 0.68%. Again, volume is off some. Again, a shortened trading week, but a nice big green up candle. Still long on gold. What about Bitcoin? Bitcoin jamming up today, 2.79%. Now we can see that prior high on the third, on the Friday Tuesday candle, on the 2-day chart. We see 121.39, then 120.98 on the Wednesday, Thursday, 121.35. So we're right almost up to that prior high. So again, Bitcoin turning around nicely. You know, we can see where the prior high was at 122.63, 121.39. So we've not quite hit that prior high on the weekly chart going all the way back to the week beginning the 16th of December, but getting close. And again, look at all that volume substantiating that up move. Latest 2-day candle, not a lot of volume there. Not a lot of volume on Friday as per those up moves. But again, Bitcoin after the green spinning tops of the prior 2 weeks, the down move starting that week beginning the 23rd, red spinning top the week beginning the 30th. These are both in December. And then these first 2 weeks in January going into this third week, Bitcoin moving up. That is where we are, folks, as we end the day, as we get closer to ending the day on Friday. Markets are open a little bit longer. I'm just not going to have the ability to go all the way to the end of the day to present you with the materials we have for this week. I think things are probably going to stay about the same unless literally during this last hour it just pounds in a different direction on these charts. And it could, but that is where we are right now with about an hour and 30 minutes or so left in the market. We always love to hear from you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us, cw@chartingwealth.com. God bless, my friends. All the best from the whole team here at Charting Wealth.